The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
He dumps it out to Javonte. Javonte makes a move. Goes a lot farther than I think we had anticipated. We were expecting to go for it on fourth down. And then you hit the mark. You know, the mark that we had all set before we started. We said 46 yards. Yeah, 46-yard line was where we wanted to be, and we got there. So we had to make a decision if we wanted to give it to, Brandon, and we did. And it didn't work. It sucks, but, hey, that's part of it.
Okay. That was Nathaniel Hackett's explanation yesterday.
I don't have a problem with that explanation. I have a problem with setting the field goal like, hey, all we got to do is get to the 46 on that hash. Like, all we have to do is get in line to kick a 64-yarder, which has only happened twice in NFL history. That's the one. Okay, I get it if you say, hey, our goal is to get to the 40. It's still, right, not the 46, but it's still.
Well, every time we watch a football game, you see it. They put up the little target graphic on TV that this is your target line. Nobody's putting down the target line as the 46.
No. I get it if you go, hey, man, if we get our at 40. Because at the 40, you're talking, what, 57 yards?
58, yeah. Yep.
I mean, and still on that one, what do you think the NFL is at 58 yards? They're not. I guarantee they're not 50%.
So, I had a problem with it Monday night. I had a problem listening to the explanation. First of all, your plan was flawed. Secondly,
well, that's the biggest thing.
Secondly,
I have.
Well, even beyond that, okay, every team goes into a game with a plan, a game plan, but things change. They're called adjustments, right? How often do we say
Correct. You're
going to have to make some good second half adjustments? That means you're going to deviate from the plan,
right?
Next on the Morning Bro,
pure energy.
I was trying to see if they would give me another timeout so I can get three timeouts. And then I could have made him do something on fourth down. So I was trying to see if I could trick him into, or it wasn't necessarily that. You know, it's one of those things, probably shouldn't have done that, but was hoping I can steal another timeout.
So you're trying to somehow convince the officials to give you another timeout.
Did you study CU? Are you looking for the fifth down? That's that
just a bad. And then you got that of course leads to Pete Carroll coming out after the game. Hey, great!
We got to celebrate three times.
They wanted to call those timeouts. We got to celebrate three times.
Smarmy Pete.
Yeah.
By the way, just if you want to win press conferences. The way that Pete handled it all week. And you can say whatever you want about Pete, you know, inciting the crowd and being a jerk and whatever. But, yeah, yesterday did not go well for Coach Hackett.
It was not a good day. Can only go up, hopefully. Next on the Morning Brew.
Wilson floats it. There's Judy. Pass caught. Judy still going. Down inside the 20. And touchdown, Denver Broncos. 67 yards and the first touchdown for Jerry Judy in over 600 days.
Wow. Wow. It only took 600 days for Jerry Judy to make an impression on Zach Bye that, wow, like Zach is just.
I know. He's
in love with Jerry Judy. Did you hear the promo?
It's not a drill.
Did you hear the promo we're running?
Yes.
He is special.
Yes.
There's him and then there's 21 other guys.
Mm-hmm.
He has an extra gear. Okay. All right.
Hey, man. If the game comes down
to... Can you imagine if he covered Justin Jefferson?
If the game comes down to running 40s, I like our chances. I like our chances with Judy. They put their fastest guy out there. We put our fastest guy out there. We see who's the best.
So much speed.
Yeah, he is. I will say this, though. He is a dynamic little sucker, isn't he? Like a little water bug.
Oh, he did show another gear. I thought after he made the catch which was a really good catch because it required a lot of concentration.
Mm.
But I thought he'd get tackled soon after that or get forced out of bounds. Instead, he just
yeah.
Zoomed. Just blew the guy away.
Zoom. It's called zoom speed.
Zoom speed.
Thank God we got the little guy.
He went to max zoom speed.
He did go to max zoom speed. I will say it. Here it is. Overall speed doesn't impress me. Everybody's fast. I don't care. It's your short area quickness. Your ability to separate in small spaces. And that's what I think he's got. Like, he gets into that top speed, like, instantly. And I think the things you think about from a receiver standpoint, overall top speed doesn't really matter as much as that short body quickness and strength at the point. Like, can you be strong, physically strong at the point of attack, at the point of the catch? Those are the things to me that separate receivers.
Well, what I was going at was the Monday night ratings are in and they were mammoth. It was the most watched season opening edition of Monday Night Football since Broncos-Rams in 2000.
Wow.
Comedian Dennis Miller's debut. Had almost 20 million people watching. Joe Buck, and immediately the reviews for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are through the roof. Like, you want to make Monday Night Football big time? Monday Night Football felt big time again.
It did.
For the first time in a long time.
It did. You're right. You know, whatever you... And you spent a truckload of money on that booth. Say what you want. It did feel big time. It did feel like... Remember back in the day when it was an event? Monday Night Football was an event. Felt like that. It felt big time. You're right. 100%. 100%.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Smashed left center field. He's done it again. Eloy Jimenez, and it's 3-0 White Sox.
White Sox TV. Moral victory?
I forgot the
moral victory. Rockies played last night.
I literally forgot they were still playing.
I would excuse many people if they thought the Rocky season was over. Nope, they did play last night.
Weird.
And lost. The White Sox. Weird.
Yeah, but it was close.
It was close. 4-2.
That's all you're looking for.
Who cares?
That's all you're looking for.
I'm looking for moral victories down the stretch here.
That's right. The greatest outdoor open bar in America.
Well, they were on the road yesterday.
Oh, they're in White Sox? Well, I was. You could still go down there and get drunk, I think.
You probably could.
Yeah.
I'm sure Dick Monfro will let you in.
Yeah.
If you want to buy beer.
Bar's open.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that each and every morning at 6:30.